Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and now we are beginning the very short 12th penultimate parak of Masechet Menachot and Daf Kuf Amud Bet near the bottom of the Amud HaMenachot V'Anasachim Shenitmu. If you have the grains or the oils or the wines and they became Tamei Ad Shelo Kitshuba Kli, if before you sanctified them in a Kli Sharet Yishtem Pidyon, then they can be redeemed and that money becomes hekdesh, mishikit shubakli, but after they're sanctified, en lem pinyon, they can't be redeemed anymore, and they must be disposed of. Harfot v'itzim v'alvonah klei sharet, so birds, wood, the lavona, which is used with mincha, and klei sharet themselves, mishinitmu, or without the word mishinitmu, en lem pinyon, they can never be redeemed. Shlomar pinyon al beimah, because pinyon of something that has kedushat haguf is only said about the behemah, and we'll see the pasuk for that in a moment. Now, Amar Shmuel, we said that these grains can be redeemed if they're tamei. Shmuel says, even if they're not tamei, my tam, what's the reason? Before they're sanctified, they just have value sanctity and not inherent sanctity. You're allowed to redeem something that was given to Bedek Abayit, for instance. But our Mishnah says, if they were tamei, became tamei, the answer is, the truth is, the same rule applies even if they weren't tamei. Because in the seifa of the Mishnah, we wanted to say that once they were sanctified, they can't be redeemed, meaning, even though they became tamei, you still can't redeem them. Therefore, in parallel construction, the Resha addressed the case of nitmu. Now, pshita kedushat haguf, we know they can't be redeemed. Because after all, they're kedushat haguf. Once the thing is sanctified, it can't be redeemed. The answer is, sorry. The Torah referred to an animal that became a balmum as tamei. Use that word, we'll see in a moment. So, tamei nami ke balmum dami. So, now flip it over and say, so that which is tamei should be treated like a balmum. Because tamei and balmum now have the property of identity. The kodesh kedushat haguf kinafu baimum bamifrik. Just like when an animal is sanctified and then it develops a mum, you redeem it. Similarly, if you have grains that became tamei, you'd call it like a mum and you would redeem them. That's not what the Torah meant when it called a balmum tamei. Why? We find nothing that once it's been sanctified in kli sharet could ever be redeemed. So we've been looking for this pasuk. Where is a balmum called tamei? The Tanya at the end of Sefer Vayikra, "V'im kol behemat me asher le'akriv mena korban la'Adonai ufada ve'erkecha." You redeem it. Now, how do I know that that behemah is tmeya is a balmum? Balmum mishniftiya katu b'daber. Atam or balmum mishniftu o enu elam behemat tmeya mamash. Maybe it's really like a pig or a horse. Shomer v'im ba behemat tmeya ufada ve'erkecha. When you have such a statement later on in the parsha, that's talking about one that you sanctified as that, which means that it has Bedek Abayit. You could give a pig to the Mikdash or a horse to the Mikdash, and then it has a value. What do I do with the first verse? That's talking about regular animals that were proper and then developed a mum. Now, yachol yipadu amum over, parenthetically, we just dispose of this issue. I might think you could redeem them even for a temporary mum. Only if you cannot offer it at all as a korban. Only something can never be offered to Hashem. As opposed to something that you can't bring today, but you could bring tomorrow or in a few days when the mum heals. Okay, that's our layout. Now that's Shmuel's halacha, is where we're starting from. Where he says that you could redeem kedushat damim even if it is not tamei. Now, motiv Ravuna bar Manoch. Here's a challenge. The rest of the Mishnah says halfot vaitzim avonak leshot shinitmu ein len pidyon, or take out the word shinitmu. Shalom bar pidyon vehema. So he says bishtam halfot. I understand halfot kedushat hagufninu. Once you took the chicken, the pigeon as it were, and you sanctified it as kedushat haguf. But amar lebehema, the Torah only allowed for, as we saw in the first pasuk on our page, the Torah only allowed for redeeming a behemah that became unusable, but not a bird. Why shouldn't we be able to redeem eitzim that became tamei as an example? It must be because, in general, tohorin cannot be redeemed. Against Shmuel. And therefore, Eitzim and Levonai Klei Sharet, even though they became Tameh, we're going to regard them as if they're Tahorim, which is why you can't redeem them. Why? After all, Eitzim, flat wood, and Levona are not food, so they don't really can't get Tumah. It's just the fact that we're using it for the Beit HaMikdash gives it a certain preciousness, so we regard it as food, but that's the Rabbanan. Why? What tells me that is that the wood can't be used for the Mizbeach until it's shaped properly and shaved properly. Same thing with Levona. It has a process it goes through, which is sanctification, and the Kli Sharet, before that, it can't be used either. So that tells you that there's some sort of preparation involved. Just like with regular food, it's got to be paired a certain way to be vulnerable to Tumah. Good. Kli Sharet Nami, who have eat Lutar Mikvah. Kli Sharet can become Tahor, I put in the Mikvah, therefore we regard them as Tahorim. And therefore you see that these things which are considered Tahorim, either because they could become Tahor, because their Tumah itself is Durabanan, and therefore they can't be redeemed. So you see, things that are Tahor can't be redeemed. Lo, so the defense of Shmuel is the Olam Emelacha Tahorim Ba'alman Iftin. Tahorim generally can be redeemed. The reason that the rabbis said you can't redeem Eitzim and Levonan and Klei Sharet is because they're hard to come by. And we don't want people to start redeeming these things because we'll have a difficulty getting them. Now, Bishma Levona, Klei Sharet, Lo Shchichi. I understand Levona is rare, somewhat rare, and Klei Sharet, it's difficult to get them. Eitzim is Kashchichi, but wood? Wood is very easy to find. The answer is Eitzim Nami, Kevin the Mamar. We saw this in the previous parak. Call Eitzim Sabo Tolat, any wood that you have any worms in it, Pasul Gabe Mizbeach, is invalid for the Mizbeach. Remember, Shmuel said that's only if it's moist, if it's dry, it's okay. Nonetheless, to find non-wormy wood is not so easy. Hilkach Lo Shchichi. It's also not so commonly found, and therefore they made a rule that you can't redeem it. Okay, Amar Papa Yishmila the Shmuel Hadatanya. We're still dealing with Shmuel's ruling, which allows for, and we've defended it just now, which allows for redeeming Kedushat Damim even if it's Tahor. So therefore, if you dedicated grains to the Mikdash but didn't yet put them in the Kli and you wanted to redeem them, you can redeem them even if they're still Tahor. So now our Papa claims Yishmila the Shmuel Hadatanya. Had Shmuel heard of this Braita, he would have changed his mind. What's the Braita? Hamatpis tmimim levedek habayit. If you take an animal that's tmima, that's without a mum, and you say, I'm dedicating this to bedek habayit, kedushat tamim. Ein podino tan el mizbeach. The only way it can be redeemed is to be taken out to the mizbeach as a korban. Why? Shekolah roi mizbeach, eino yotzem yedem mizbeach lulam. Something that's fit for the mizbeach can never leave the aegis or the purview of the mizbeach as long as it doesn't have a mum. The Alpha Gav the Kedushat Tamim Ninu, even though right now it has Kedushat Tamim, Ein Niftin Hor LeTorimim, since it's like Tahor, meaning it's not a Balmum, therefore it can't be redeemed. So had Shmuel heard this, Habe Hadarbe, he would have changed his mind. And the answer is Velohi. Of course Shmuel heard it, and he still didn't change his mind. Shmuel Evelo Hadarbe. Why? Lavamar Hatam Kevin Lo Shchich Lomifriki. Didn't we just answer about the wood and the Levona and the Klei Sharet? Because they're hard to come by, the rabbis made a rule you can't redeem them. Since it's so easy to find mumim that mess up an animal, remember we're not talking about the birds but about animals, even that little disfigurement in the eye, nami pasli, it's a very fine mum, and therefore it's hard to find an animal without a mum, and therefore if you've got an animal without a mum, the rabbi said you can't redeem it. That's Shmuel's position. Attacked twice, defended twice. Rav Kahana Mar Tmein Niftin Torine Niftin. He says very simply, he disagrees with Shmuel, and says you can only redeem the grains, etc., if they become Tameh. V'chen Rav Ashaya Tmein Niftin Torine Niftin. Rav Ashaya, in this version, agreed. Ikadam Rav Ashaya Afilu Tahorin Nami Niftin. In the other version, Rav Ashaya agreed with Shmuel, and said even if they're Tahor, they'll be Niftin. We're going to get back to this opinion of Rav Ashaya in a couple of minutes. Rav Elazar Omer, Kulan Tmein Niftin Torine Niftin. He agrees with Rav Kahana. You can't redeem it if it's Tahor. Tahor. Chutz, so one exception. Asirita ifashu minchat chote, if a sinner, a chote, who of course this is if in the Korban Olevi Yored, only in that case, where if you're wealthy you bring an animal, if you're less wealthy you bring birds, and if you're really poor you bring a minchat chote, and he dedicated that and didn't yet put it in the Kli and then became wealthy, then he can redeem it without it becoming Tameh. Why? Shemim Ratama Al Chatato. He brings the mincha, and the kohen will be mechaper al chatato. And what do we learn from al chatato? That if he becomes rich in the meantime, he adds to it, meaning he augments it by bringing the wealthier korban, and that means he can redeem the grain because he's going to be using that money for something else. Now, for the richer chatat. Now, that is the Rabbi Elazar Shita, which is pretty much like Rav Kahana against Shmuel, with the one exception of Minchat Chote. Now, Amar Rav Oshaya. Now back to Rabbi Oshaya. He says, Shamati, Pigel b'mincha l'Rabbi Shimon eino matami tumat ochli. He said, I heard such a report that Rabbi Shimon would have said, doesn't mean he said, he would have said, in a case of a mincha that it's a pigel, it is not matami tumat ochli. And this is kind of a side door piece that is going to, but only in the next podcast, going to take us back to this issue that Rabbi Oshaya, that there's two versions of Rabbi Oshaya's opinion on. But the main idea is this. You have a mincha and you did a pigol. The fellow did the kmitza and he did it intending the mincha should be eaten in 2 days. He said, in such a case, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not matame tumat ochlin. Why not? We have the following Mishnah. It's really a tosefta in Uktzin. Ha'orla ukileha kerem. You know what those are? Those are asurin ba'ana'a. Shor haniskal. Now, shor haniskal here means an animal that killed a person and it's going to be killed. But before it was killed, a person went ahead and shechted it for meat. Ve'egla arufa, the egla arufa that's used in that ceremony when a homicide victim's been found in a rural area, and the egla was taken down to the Nachal Eitan, to the ravine, but before it was killed, somebody shechted it properly. Ve'tzipore metzora, the birds used for the metzora ceremony, the bidei perek yudal of Vayikra, petar chamor, firstborn of a donkey, Ubasar b'chalav, kulam matamin tumat ochlin. They all have tumat ochlin, even though they're all asur behana'a. Rabbi Shimon omer kulan ein matamin tumat ochlin. Rabbi Shimon says, there's no tumat ochlin because this is stuff that was never edible. At no point, from the point that it became food, was it edible. Because all the things here that are animals were prohibited before they were shechted. And the orla and kilei hakerem were grown into a status of isur. Umod Rabbi Shimon basar b'chalav shematame tumat ochlin. Rabbi Shimon agrees that basar b'chalav, milk and meat together, is matame tumat ochlin. Why? Ho'il v'aitala shat hakosher. It had a time in its existence when it could have been eaten. That was before you mixed them together. That's Rabbi Shimon. So now Rav Oshaya says, based on that, if you have a mincha that is mefugelet, then it is not metame tumat ochlin according to Rabbi Shimon. V'yamar vasim Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's reason for disagreeing with Chachamim here? Because in the context of tumat ochlin, it says mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel, any food which is eaten. Ochel shatay achol achilol achirim karui ochel, meaning food which you can feed somebody else, meaning a non-Jew, you can get hanoah from it. That's called ochel. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, if it's asur b'hana'a, there is no tumat ochli. Now, Rabbi Shaya's point, you're not allowed at any point to give this mincha to anybody to eat. It's asur b'achila from the get-go, to anybody. So, but perhaps Rabbi Shimon should have another reason for saying basar b'chalav is matami tumat ochli. Not because at one point in its existence, before it mixed, it was mutar, but because according to Rabbi Shimon, basar b'chalav is something you could feed to somebody else. To Tanya, Shimon Yudom Rabbi Shimon, basar b'chalav asur b'chila umutar b'hana'a, against the accepted halacha that we're familiar with. Rabbi Shimon says that basar b'chalav is not prohibited b'hana'a. The third and final mention in the Torah of the prohibition of milk and meat, of cooking them together in Parshat Re'eh, is prefaced with the word Am Kadosh Ata, you're a holy nation to God. Ulalanu Omer, and in Parshat Mishpatim it says, Van Sheik Kodesh Tiyunli Wasabasana Trefalo Tochelu. You will be holy people to me, just like the mention in Re'eh, and don't eat a trefa. Now we know a trefa is Malana Subachlo Mutabana. You're not allowed to eat a trefa, but you are allowed to get hana'ah from it. So the same thing here with basar b'chalav. Kam kadosh ata means this is something that's prohibited for you to eat, but something you can get benefit from. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the consensus of Chachamim. He says, mutar b'hana'ah. So Rabbi Shimon should have said in the Mishnah, in the Braita, that the only exception to my disagreement with you, Chachamim, is basar v'chalav is matame tumat ochlim, because it's not asur b'hana'ah. The answer is chada v'od kamar. He really said two things. Chada d'ochash atah chol achilu achayim hu. First of all, I, Rabbi Shimon, hold that it's something you could feed to others. And by the way, even this Yisrael also had a time when he could have eaten it, which is when it was before it was mixed. And so Rabbi Shimon, therefore, is really presenting both arguments why basar v'chalav is the exception here, the rule being even those things which are asur b'hana'ah are not makabel tumat ochlin, are not vulnerable to tumat ochlin. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Pick it up in the next podcast, the middle of this analysis of Rabbi Shaya's observation about Shmuel. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.